Hello, my friends. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. This week, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas sent a message to sanctuary cities across the United States. Governor Abbott said that Texas has transported over 102,000 migrants to sanctuary cities. He also said that overwhelmed Texas border towns should not bear the brunt of Biden's open border policies. Governor Abbott also said that the transportation mission will continue until Biden secures the border. What does that mean, my friends? That means that Texas will continue to send migrants to sanctuary cities. If politicians in places like Chicago and New York City think that Texas will stop sending migrants, they are wrong. Texas will continue to do what it has been doing, that is, continue sending migrants to sanctuary cities. In Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson just announced that the city officials will once again delay the enforcement of a 60-day limit for migrants who are living in city-run shelters. So as I previously said, that liberal politicians, they make plans, and when the plans fail, they make more plans. And that's exactly what's happening in Chicago. More than 5,600 migrants who were supposed to be evicted on January 16th, they got an extension. There was an extension, and then they were supposed to leave by the end of February. And now the migrants reportedly have until mid-March to stay at the city-run shelters. So I wonder if this eviction notice is real, or is this something that's actually meaningless? Recently, it was reported that, according to Mayor Brandon Johnson's new migrant plan, there will be no new shelter beds in Chicago. As the migrants exit the shelter system, the vacant beds will be filled. So my question is, if the city keeps giving extension to migrants already in the city-run shelters, then what will happen to the migrants who are waiting for beds? What will happen to the new migrant arrivals? As we continue to see, the city of Chicago is giving extension to the migrants who received eviction notices. And so if Mayor Brandon Johnson doesn't want to increase the number of shelter beds, and the existing shelter residents keep getting extensions in spite of eviction notices, then how will the city provide beds to the new migrant arrivals? My friends, if you want to understand what's going on, you would have to pay attention to something else that was recently reported. Recently, Mayor Brandon Johnson indicated that additional shelter sites should be located outside Chicago. City officials also reportedly said that they have recommended potential shelter sites to Governor Pritzker's administration, and those sites are outside the city of Chicago. So clearly, if you analyze what's going on, it's very obvious that this is an effort by the Brandon Johnson administration to push migrants towards other communities outside of Chicago. The Brandon Johnson administration is trying to push the undocumented immigrants to other communities outside the city of Chicago. How far and wide will this problem spread? That's the question. My friends, many communities near Chicago are already dealing with many problems as undocumented immigrants keep arriving in Illinois. But now, the Brandon Johnson administration is trying to encourage the building of shelters outside Chicago so that Chicago doesn't have to deal with the migrant surge. And I am very curious to know what other Illinois communities think about this idea. My friends, as I mentioned earlier, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas indicated that the transportation mission will continue until Joe Biden secures the border, meaning that Texas will continue to send migrants to sanctuary cities, including Chicago, until Joe Biden secures the border. Chicago is one of the biggest sanctuary cities. My friends, here's a question. Will the migrants in Chicago's shelters ever be evicted? Or will they keep getting extensions after extensions after extensions? Share with me your thoughts, my friends. Thank you once again for continuing to listen to my podcast. Please visit my website, www.tossifanam.net. Share with me your thoughts and comments. Send me a message. And you can also find me on social media. Once you are on my website, tossifanam.net, you can check out my blog. You can check out my list of published opinions. If you want, you can also email me. My email address is tossif@tossifanam.net. Thank you once again. And I will be back again with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.